Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Thursday, January 23rd. I'm Wayne Pratt. Ahead, the St. Louis Blues will host the NHL's All-Star festivities this weekend at Enterprise Center. It follows the team's championship last year. Former player Cam Jansen says he and other Blues alumni are celebrating this weekend as they continue to reap the benefits of the Stanley Cup win.
Avenues open up. Everybody wants a piece of the Blues. Hockey's never been bigger here. Yeah, winning the Cup helps.
I speak with Jansen about the off-ice impact of the Blues' unprecedented success. First, the headlines. The Chief Justice of Missouri's Supreme Court is urging lawmakers to provide enough funding for the state's public defender system. As St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman reports, George Draper made the request during his first State of the Judiciary address.
Draper applauded the General Assembly for boosting access to drug treatment courts and diversion programs, but he says reforms cannot continue without more funding for public defenders.
If criminal cases cannot be moved efficiently through the system because of overloaded attorneys, we risk leaving those who are guilty on the street, those who are not guilty unable to return to being productive members of our society, and victims and their families powerless to find closure and move forward with their lives.
The ACLU of Missouri filed a federal lawsuit in 2017 alleging that the caseload of public defenders violate the rights of defendants who cannot afford an attorney. That suit is still pending. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.
The St. Louis County Department of Public Health is expanding its prescription drug monitoring program. Department officials have unveiled new online resources for doctors. The toolkit provides a range of information, including pain management strategies and what to do if a doctor thinks a patient may have a substance use disorder. County Executive Sam Page helped establish St. Louis County's prescription drug monitoring program in 2017. He says the county is trying to fill the void left by the lack of an official statewide initiative.
There are some pockets in rural Missouri where some doctors and pharmacists don't have access to this information, so aren't making as informed of a decision as they would be if they were able to see the prescribing history of their patients.
75 counties and jurisdictions in Missouri are now participating in the county's prescription drug monitoring program. The St. Louis County Council wants to update its panhandling regulations. Here's St. Louis Public Radio's Julie O'Donohue.
The ordinance declares that a person cannot be found, quote, wandering around from place to place without any visible means of support. Council Chairwoman Lisa Clancy wants to repeal that language.
There's a fine line when it comes to vagrancy ordinances, and I want to make sure that people's civil rights are protected while also protecting, you know, the interests of other people in the community as well.
The council is being sued by a man ticketed dozens of times for panhandling. His case is scheduled to go to trial in early April. Republicans, meanwhile, are pushing for a replacement ordinance that would still deter begging. And the issue is expected to be discussed in a committee meeting next week. I'm Julie O'Donohue, St. Louis Public Radio.
Impeachment proceedings resume today in Washington. Our special coverage from NPR picks up at noon on our main on-air signal. Our regular programming can be streamed at stlpublicradio.org. The NHL All-Star Game is Saturday night at Enterprise Center. It's the third time the league's mid-season celebration of all things hockey will be held in St. Louis. I spoke with former Blues player and St. Louis native Cam Jansen about this year's game and how it comes with the Blues' popularity at an all-time high after their Stanley Cup win.
I retired 3.5 years ago, and since then, we've had a Winter Classic. We've had the Enterprise renovations, millions of dollars going to. We basically have a brand new rink. We also built one of the most beautiful four-sheet rinks in all of North America, win the Stanley Cup, and now you have an All-Star break. A lot's been happening in St. Louis. Avenues open up. Everybody wants a piece of the Blues. Hockey's never been bigger here. Yeah, winning the Cup helps.
What does the All-Star game mean to players and mean to former players?
To current players that make it like a David Perron, gigantic. Not just for him, but for his kids and his family. And yeah, it's a confidence booster, don't get me wrong. For guys like me, if I had kids, I'd take them there. And the guys playing in it, yeah, you want to represent your team and stuff like that, but I'm sure a lot of them are probably like, I should have just sat back and rested for 4 days.
As a guy who grew up here, do you see this as something that's boosting the region, so to speak, boosting the psyche?
Oh, well, it's boosting money. I mean, we have the money's coming through St. Louis, and that's the biggest thing. Like, let's generate some money for this city that desperately needs it. Union Station's rebuilt down there. There's all kinds of new restaurants that are being built. A lot of stuff's going on, and I can always tell. I've traveled my whole life, and anytime you go to a city and you see a bunch of cranes, you know things are kind of going down in that city. Now you're starting to see that in St. Louis, and a lot of it has to do with either the St. Louis Cardinals and the St. Louis Blues. Both organizations are doing so much where it's just building the city. It's building, like, right downtown, which you desperately need. A lot of these restaurants, bar owners that I know personally are going to make a ton of money because of this. A ton of money going to be downtown, spending money, doing this, doing that. That's what this city needs, that flow of people coming in, just willing to spend money at the right places downtown. And, yeah, and it's putting St. Louis on the map for a positive thing, and that's exactly what we need.
When you compare growing up in the region to now, are you surprised how well the sport has taken hold?
It went through different phases. This organization's been here for over 50 years. Went through a lot of ups and downs. In the 70s, it was bad. But a couple big things happened throughout my lifetime being a Blues fan. Number one, Brett Hall. When Brett Hall came in late 80s, early 90s, that changed everything. That long-haired mullet flying down the ring, scoring top shelf on every goal. He's scoring 86 goals a year. I mean, that's unbelievable. It forced you to watch this guy and how magnificent he was. Then you get Wayne Gretzky. That helps out a lot, too. Now, was it as much as what Brett Hall did? No. But then you add on winning the Stanley Cup, and all those guys got into hockey in the early 90s, like myself, all the guys I grew up playing hockey with because of Brett Hall, and now there's going to be a new wave of kids, boys and girls, by the way, because of all the attention the guys have gotten in the past year winning the whole thing.
That leads into my next question about the legacy and the connection that the Blues are making. Are you seeing it already at a youth level?
Look at the numbers. Astronomical. Kids are getting into hockey. You're watching the playoffs. Everybody's talking about in this town. And whether you like hockey or not, you see what happened, what these guys went through. You're like, oh, my God, I want to get my kids into that. And now the kids are looking at it like, I want to be that. Just like when I was young and I went down there and saw Brett and I'd see Tony Twist pound somebody into an oblivion, then take his jersey off. I looked at that and I'm like, wow, I want to be him. I should have wanted to be Brett Hall more than Tony Twist. I'd have a lot more money in my pocket. But that's what got me into the Blues, and I was obsessed with it.
Are you seeing similar inspirational stories today?
The best picture of the whole playoffs with the St. Louis Blues last year was when Patty Maroon scored in double overtime against Dallas, and Benny Bishop, a Chaminade boy, Pat Maroon, an Oakville boy, after shaking hands, they have the St. Louis flag in the background, hugging each other, two local boys, in round two, in double overtime, competing against each other. And any kid that watches that are like, these two guys did it. One's from Oakville, the other one's from Chaminade. Why can't I be this? Why can't I do this? And that in itself just boosted hockey as a whole in this town like no other.
That is former Blue and St. Louis native Cam Jansen talking about the impact of this weekend's National Hockey League All-Star Game and the recent success of the Stanley Cup champion, St. Louis Blues. Our Maria Altman edited that report. Shula Newman is the executive editor of St. Louis Public Radio. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Wayne Pratt from the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom. This has been The Gateway.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. Choosewood.com.